Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Powerful Dev Show. I'm your host, April Dunham, and with me this week, I have Dustin Sitton. I knew after talking with Dustin that I had to have him on the Powerful Dev Show. He has an amazing story of how he transformed his business from a primarily custom dev business to leveraging the Power Platform. Dustin, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us where you work, what you do, and all of that.
Thank you so much, April. It's great to be here. So I started out as a .NET developer, starting out with web forms and C#, and slowly but surely ran some large development shops. And now I run Insight Automation, which is a low code first development practice. We leverage the Power Platform as our development environment of choice.
Awesome. So yeah, that's what we identified there with similar experiences coming from a C# background myself. So tell me, how did you go from doing C# web forms and a business primarily focused on that to making that decision to leverage the Power Platform?
Part of it was, I got tired of spending so much time solving the same challenges over and over again with slightly different technologies. To me, moving from C# to MVC, there was a lot of wonderful changes as part of that. But my end resulting product was still a application. And yes, it now had responsive design and I had some interesting layers of abstraction, but I didn't feel it anymore like I was really moving the ball forward. And frankly, over the years, it was taking me more and more time to develop the same application that I would do before. And, eventually we hit critical mass where I saw model-driven apps, Canvas apps reach a point where not only could I go toe-to-toe, but they solved those same problems so quickly that I could move on to newer, more interesting problems that I wanted to solve.
I love it. And that's a common theme that we see, right? I mean, with the Power Platform, you can just get more done faster.
Yeah.
So tell me though, I mean, that's great, but when you were first rolling this out and deciding to go with the Power Platform, did you face any, concerns, objections that you had to address?
It was a constant stream of concerns to address, both internally within our organization and with our clients. And I've actually got a slide I'd like to show. There it is. And these perceptions, were the things that we heard the most often. Number one was pricing. This would cost a lot more to develop than it would if we built it a conventional way. And I have a story from just last week where we're working with a medical coding company. And they were planning on building their core system from scratch. And they said, well, Dustin, we're somewhat interested in this Power Platform and the Dataverse. What would it cost to host 40 gigs of our data on the Power Platform? And, I said, let me take one step backwards because you might get mad at me when I tell you, but it's $40 a gig. And they went, and freaked out for a moment. And I said, well, calm down. Tell me what you were going to be paying for a traditional SQL Azure database. And as we did the math, we found it was double. And I said, okay, so it's double just for the storage. And what about the web service layer? And you go, oh, well, I didn't price that out yet. So we priced that out. And backups, did you do backups yet? Because I have point in time backups with this. And they said, no, we didn't do that yet either. So we priced that out. And then I said, and then of course, all that pricing includes dev, test, and prod. And he was like, no, we haven't done that yet. So it's great, so let's triple the price. And it was many orders of magnitudes more. Now, some of those other pricing models didn't charge per gig in the same way. But when you do the math, not only are a ton of my concerns solved, but many circumstances, more and more often, the pricing works out in our favor.
Yeah, definitely. When you start breaking it down like that, I mean, that's the perfect way to handle those concerns, right? Well, it might be a little bit different of a model, but when you compare it like that, there's really no denying the speed savings for one and then the cost savings.
Yeah, I hear they focus on that one number because that's the one number to focus on. And they're not thinking about the time they spend patching, the time they spend gathering all these other components and just all the things that go into pricing something. When you factor all of that in, you really need to take a hard look. It can be a big difference. Performance. These tools weren't meant for high volume scenarios, Dustin. You can't really use it in that space. I plan to later, but we can regale you with so many stories where we are using these in high transaction environments where tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of rows are being written and read to a Dataverse database in an hour. This environment can scale. And if you look hard at, Azure Data Factory, Logic Apps, which is, very, very similar to Power Automate, that's a major component of it. It's encouraged to use these tools for these kinds of scenarios. Control. I often hear, I don't want to be boxed in. So I'd rather use custom developed platforms. I can tell you that we have never run across a scenario that we could not solve using these tools. And what many developers miss is that you can go into Visual Studio and write custom controls for these platforms. So these days, both for Power Apps portals, Canvas apps, and model-driven apps, it's extremely difficult to box yourself into a corner like that. Obsolescence. I hear, will these platforms stand the test of time? And Power Automate has become the core workflow engine for most of the Microsoft platforms. Canvas apps show up as a primary development environment inside of SharePoint, inside of Teams, inside of so many tools. I think we can all say with great confidence, it's not going anywhere. And, as it and model-driven apps popularity rise, there's no reason to believe that these platforms won't be around far longer than many of the both programming languages and the frameworks for those languages that I see come and go and fork all the time. And then scalability, which goes hand in hand with performance. We are building just as large of systems, if not larger, using these platforms as we were when we were doing custom development. So, this is a platform we really and truly believe in, and we've built our business around it.
Yeah, definitely. And to your earlier point there, the Power Platform and low-code technology in general is something that's definitely here to stay. I know you've probably seen the surveys there that say, that's going to be the primary way we develop apps in the future is with code tools. So it's definitely here to stay. So, Dustin, you mentioned earlier that you have a ton of use cases, for performance and stuff and apps that you built. Can you tell me about some of your favorite use cases and things that you built within the Power Platform and, maybe say how your code first skills helped with those?
Sure. So one thing that, always helps when you're code first is we all have a mind at Insight Automation for data. We know how to build a truly wonderful normalized database, and we can still do that using this platform. We had a major casino come to us during COVID and say, we want to reopen, but we need to show that we can monitor and schedule and track how many people are in the building at any given time, regardless of what entrance they enter. We need people to be able to schedule a time to do that. And to be clear, this organization did not have the Power Platform in any way, shape, or form when they gave us this ask. And we had 3 weeks. 3 weeks to build an entire platform where people could register to come to the casino, get scanned into the building, monitor how many people were in the building, and do all the follow-up and business intelligence that would require. And this is high stakes because if it didn't work, people could not get in the building. And so it needed to work, and it needed to work on day one, and it needed to scale fast. We chose the Power Platform to build this. And I love this example because, as you can see in this slide, we had to use Power Apps portals for people to be able to register and log, schedule a time to come. We used model-driven Power Apps for the staff of the casino to manually check people in or have people work, at the door and just, use the system as a back office in general. We used Canvas Power Apps to scan people in using QR codes. And I'm going to show a video of that in a little bit. And we used Power Automate, of course, as the glue to bring all of this together. We also used Dynamics for Marketing to send them the QR codes and follow up with additional emails and reminders. And of course, Power BI to track our progress. So just to give you a sense of this, this is the Power App portal that we built for this organization. We could even check if they're a guest or an existing rewards member. pick a time and date to come to the casino. We had 18,000 registrations on the first day that this was open. And we were like, wow, that's incredible. And that also means that 18,000 people are going to try to potentially get through the doors in the first week. And so this app really needs to work, and it needs to work coordinated among all five entrances of the casino. And we had zero performance issues on day one. I'll be honest, we were great .NET developers, but everything we built, you know, when you're dealing with numbers like this, had scalability issues, but all of that was abstracted away from us by using this platform. And then I'll take a breath. Good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And then to scan people in at each door, this was the Canvas app that the employees saw. They would log in, they would see on the screen a head count of how many people were in the casino in near real time. They would be able to see how many people have been checked in the last hour by them versus how many registrations are there. And these three are buttons. They could check somebody in by clicking this button. They could check people out as they walked at the door to keep these numbers right. And they could scan QR codes. And the QR code scanning process, here's a video of it, was so fast. Watch it. Now. Wow. And they're scanned in. And then everybody got a wristband because they were allowed to come for a few hours. It was so fast that it was actually faster than their purpose-built app that they used to scan people in for concerts. And so now we're in talks to make this their concert application as well, you know?
That's amazing. And I love that you're literally using every piece of the Power Platform possible. I think the only thing missing from that was Power Virtual Agent bot or something in the next somewhere. Otherwise you'd have that all. And that's just, I love, you know, that this is faster than their purpose built application, the Power Platform. You addressed and squashed every, you know, challenge or objection as you have there with that application.
And we hear that a lot. You know, we'll go toe-to-toe with purpose-built industry software. And not only are we able to tailor this to the need, so it really allows organizations to put their secret sauce in, it's often faster, it's often more affordable than building yourselves. And it's also something that many organizations that have some technical talent can maintain when we're done. You know, unlike traditional software development, we often leave our partners in a position to make minor adjustments themselves. And that's a wonderful story.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you were to highlight one big benefit of the Power Platform, especially from a code-first developer perspective, is you can give the power and the ability for others to maintain and make small bug fixes and changes to the platform, which you couldn't do with traditional code-first type dev approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this has been really great, Dustin. Before we leave here, you know, thank you for being on the show with us. Do you have any links or anything that you want to share with the audience?
I do. I just put it up on my screen. So by all means, please come to insightautomation.com/powerplatformatwork. We're going to be putting a lot more content if you'd like to learn more and possibly even have some webinars so that you can talk to us directly, ask questions that you have. We love being a sounding board for those coming from traditional development or those that are looking at off-the-shelf software. We love being an alternative to that because we really believe in using the tools that you already own in the Power Platform, in Office 365, as you know, alternative to custom development and as an alternative to off-the-shelf software.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and make sure to check us out next week on the Powerful Dev Show.